Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, March 4th. You'll be interested to know, 42 years ago, today, in 1982, Canadian jurist Bertha Wilson became the first woman appointed to the Supreme Court of Canada, marking a significant milestone for gender equality in the country's judiciary. Her appointment in 1982 represented a breakthrough, paving the way for future generations of women in law and leadership positions within the judicial system. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 14 degrees, with 9 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with a high near 47 and a gentle southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a slight chance of rain after 5 a.m., a low of 40 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 8:15 with a high tide at 2:30. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 36 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect cloudy skies and rain on Wednesday, with highs around 57 and gusty south winds. Thursday stays mostly cloudy with a chance of rain. Friday brings sunny skies and cooler temperatures. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows in the low 30s and 20s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston is bracing for a potential federal lawsuit over its sanctuary policy, similar to actions taken against Chicago and New York. Legal experts, including Laura Rotolo from the ACLU of Massachusetts and Sarah Sherman Stokes from Boston University, believe the city can defend itself successfully, although it may face significant costs and emotional tolls on its immigrant community. The Trump administration's threats are seen as bullying tactics, with a history of legal challenges that have often failed. Mayor Michelle Wu plans to testify about these policies, emphasizing Boston's commitment to safety and community trust. Now on to sports. The NBA's biggest rivalry seemed over, but recent trades have reignited it. At the season start, Steph Curry and LeBron James appeared closer to retiring than winning championships. However, the Los Angeles Lakers traded for Luka Doncic, while the Golden State Warriors acquired Jimmy Butler. These moves have revitalized both teams, with the Lakers winning 12 of their last 14 games and the Warriors claiming 7 of their last 9. With their new teammates, both legends are proving they do not need to dominate the league alone, making them formidable once again. In local sports, the Boston Bruins, with a record of 28-26-8, will host the Nashville Predators tomorrow night at the Garden. David Pastrnak, boasting 32 goals and 43 assists, is set to lead the Bruins against the Predators, who are on a challenging road stretch. Meanwhile, the Boston Celtics, holding a strong 43-18 record, are also at home tomorrow night to face the underdog Portland Trail Blazers at TD Garden. Jason Tatum spearheads the Celtics with an impressive average of 29.8 points per game. On the other side, Anfernee Simons brings energy to Portland averaging 18.7 points per game. In top news, economists are exploring a troubling trend in the United States economy, where the wealthiest 10% of households, earning over $250,000 annually, account for half of all consumer spending. This disproportionate spending creates a fragile economy. Many warn that when so few hold the nation's wealth, the risk of economic downturn increases significantly. Meanwhile, consumer behavior appears perplexing, as high spending persists despite rising prices and growing consumer debt, suggesting deeper issues within the economic fabric of society. In business news, the maker of Reynolds Wrap aluminum foil will face a proposed class action lawsuit over its claim of being made in the USA. A U.S. district judge ruled that consumers can attempt to prove that Reynolds Consumer Products violated New York state consumer protection laws by misleading packaging. The complaint alleges that most bauxite used in the foil comes from outside the United States, making the foil made in USA claim deceptive. The lawsuit seeks at least $5 million in damages. The case is Washington v. Reynolds Consumer Products, in the U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% to $84,000. Ethereum is down 15% to just under $2,100. And Goatsys Maximus is down 0.5% to 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have confirmed the remarkable existence of time reflections, a concept theorized for over 50 years. Instead of seeing your face in a time mirror, you would see your back. Using engineered metamaterials, researchers at the Advanced Science Research Center at the City University of New York Graduate Center successfully observed these reflections. By manipulating electromagnetic waves, they demonstrated that signals could reverse in a way that differs from typical spatial reflections. This breakthrough could enhance wireless communications and contribute to advancements in low-energy, wave-based computers. As physicists note, understanding electromagnetic waves, both forward and backward, is crucial. And in entertainment news, this weekend's box office saw Captain America: Brave New World retain its title for a third consecutive week, earning $15 million, making it the ninth worst third weekend in Marvel Cinematic Universe history. Meanwhile, Last Breath debuted in second with $7.8 million. The film is based on a true story and has received decent reviews, although it may struggle to break even against its budget. Family films Paddington in Peru and Dog Man rounded out the top five, with Paddington now unlikely to reach $40 million. The overall weekend gross was just $44 million. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Tibetan spiritual leader, Dalai Lama. And he said, "Our prime purpose in this life is to help others. And if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. How an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.